Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now,
here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca, your host, and just want you to know that I appreciate you tuning in today. So speak to me. I've got an awesome team that helps me to produce a show that hopefully brings you not just entertainment, but practical knowledge that you can use about stuff we care about, and we believe that you'll care about it too. But I need to know what you're thinking so I can continue to bring you the kind of shows that interest you. So speak to me. Send me an email at info@talkwithfrancesca.com and share your thoughts with me. Tell me what you think of the show, if it's riveting, if you think it's boring, if you think it's valuable, even if you think it's horrible. I want to know. And if you miss part of the show, all you got to do is hop on over to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and go to recent shows to pick up where you left off. You can also find me on iTunes. So plenty of places to listen to Talk with Francesca. So we've got a lot to cover, so we're going to get going. According to Denise Alexander Pyle, heaven on earth is possible. We can absolutely reach the highest potential. We just have to be ready and willing to do it. We already have all the tools at our disposal, she says, and today we're going to talk about how. Denise is a seasoned lawyer and author of the book, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. She has served as a Sunday school teacher, a councilwoman, and a planning commissioner for two different communities. She has a passion for nonprofit and teaching, and she's here today to tell us a thing or two about her book. So big welcome to you, Denise. Thanks for joining us today on Talk with Francesca.
Thank you, Francesca, for having me.
All right. So what is the overall theme of your book?
Well, basically, my theme is that if you understood the Ten Commandments and its multiple meanings, which I kind of call the rules for the road for humanity, mm-hmm. and we applied them today, not based upon the Old Testament view, we'd have everything we need to see the beauty in all things and improve our own lives, and we could change the world. And we'd maybe even need less government.
So, but why the urgency?
Well, look around. I mean,
I
know.
Have
to do it
I know.
On the TV. We're so out of balance. And the Ten Commandments was given to us so that we would live in balance and choose good over evil. At least that's how I see it. And we're obviously not doing that today.
Mm-hmm. So what is your background that led you to this particular subject?
Well, first of all, I was raised Jewish. So you had to go to Sunday school, Hebrew school. So I learned the Ten Commandments. I've been studying metaphysics since I was 14, and my book is really more universal. It's not really a religious application. But I wound up teaching Sunday school in 1989 and 1990 to high schoolers, and it was contemporary, and we were discussing the Ten Commandments with modern Judeo-Christian principles, and it clicked with me. And from that point on, everything I saw under the parallel of, if we lived the Ten Commandments, how would this apply? And saw where we really weren't. And it was a book inside of me for a long time, but it really was channeled to me 8 years ago. And then I had to put it in a form where people would want to read it, as opposed to it sounding like a long sermon.
What do you mean it was channeled to you?
My husband was retired in Florida. I was still practicing law in Birmingham, Michigan. And I sat at the computer for 4 weekends, and just the typing came. It was like automatic writing.
So what you're saying is that the universe or God was telling you what to sit, like was telling you what message to put out there.
It just flowed out there. And then again, it sounded like a long sermon. So, all right, now your job, Denise, is to actually make this in a form where people might enjoy reading it.
Mm-hmm. And in your book, The Power of 10, you have 0 in parentheses. What is the significance of that?
Because even without the 10, if we all live by the principle of the golden rule, do unto others as you would like done unto you, provided you like yourself enough, which is part of the number one commandment, and the overriding theme of love, we could live with that rule if we abided by it. But we need to break it down a little more to really see how the universe flows through us for us to then do what we're here to do. And I think the Ten Commandments really has everything you need. It's really a self-help book.
All right, well, tell us more.
All right, well, I look at the Ten Commandments, and I've actually started doing commitment cards, because at the end of each chapter, I have a little commitment that helps you anchor the principle of that commandment into your day-to-day life. So if you start with, I am the Lord your God, and I've also given a little, which we can talk about later, it's just this Kabbalah light overview, because the Tree of Life, the Ten Commandments are all really one. It's the structure of the universe. But anyways, I am the Lord your God. It ties you that we are all created in the universe or God's image, and therefore we are all the all in the one. We're part of it. So if I'm part of God and I'm here to create, you're part of God and here to create, then we have to respect each other because we're all of the same, you know, fabric. We're all threads woven together. So to me, that commandment is about love and about respect, because if you love the Lord, you love yourself. So my book talks about honoring yourself as your own temple. You know, what you feed your brain, what you feed in your body, it affects how you honor yourself. So the second commandment, have no other gods before me. That's really about understanding when we make the right choices, we don't get stuck in the material world, the dark world that does not feed your soul at all. And look at all the false idols people worship, celebrities.
Right.
You know, and that, as their word is more important, when God gave us the gift to trust your own God, you have to go inside. You are the master of the universe, that because you're in partnership with me. And I give you permission to do what's right, and I give you the tools to choose love over hate and not get stuck, because you can't take it with you. And that's really what it's all about. So I use gratitude and grace and service are really the words to me that are what this commandment's all about. How we serve one another, because it's what you give and not what you worship, that in terms of material things, that allows you to stay on the right path. Do not misuse the name of God. You know, that's all. And the Kabbalah throughout is understanding in that one, which I think is very interesting. But it's all about responsibility and not blaming other people. And we're about peace, not about war. You know, the universe is not about blaming the universe and fighting with one another to divide us. It's about bringing us together. And if you don't take responsibility for your actions and you're constantly blaming everybody else, you can't come together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think forgiveness comes in there too.
Well, that's what we definitely need to talk about, but we do need to take a short break. We're talking to Denise Alexander Pyle. We're talking about her book, The Power of 10, A Guide to Living the 10 Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about forgiveness. Stay with us, dear listeners.
Tides is beachside dining at its best all year round. Located at the end of the Nahant Causeway, directly on Nahant Beach, the ocean views from the dining room and the pub can't be beat, no matter what the season. Nominated for Best of the North Shore from North Shore Magazine for Best Alfresco Dining, Best Kid-Friendly Restaurant, Best Lobster Dinner, and Best Water View. Why would you go anywhere else? Whether you choose their dining room, a frosty pint at their bar, or a sun-drenched deck on Nahant Beach, they guarantee you great atmosphere with super food and service. Their menu is full of fresh, high-quality seafood, prime rib, chicken, pasta, and pizza that everyone will love. Check out their drink menu for fun cocktails, 30 ice-cold beers on tap, and their well-rounded wine list with their state-of-the-art tap wines. They feature full-service lottery and keno. Tides is the place to watch any big game. They have over 20 HD TVs. At Tides, they specialize in casual dining with food that's just delicious, not pretentious. Tides is a fantastic restaurant anytime, summer or winter, lunch or dinner, rain or shine.
Looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you might just want to venture out to Boston this weekend and dine at Terra Mia Ristorante, a true gem among all those rhinestones in Boston's North End. This cozy tutorial with stucco walls and beam ceilings specializes in creative interpretations of Italian classics. Like the cuisines here, the atmosphere is elegant yet understated. Since opening in 1993, Terramia Ristorante has aimed to convince diners that there's always more to Italian food than just red sauce. Over the years, the innovative and beloved restaurant has done a great deal of convincing, and best of all, it's reasonably priced. This best-kept secret is worth the trip. Call 617-523-3112 or visit terramiarestaurante.com.
The new Cobblestone Cafe on Hanover Street in Boston brings casual, on-the-go American fare to the North End, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open daily at 7 a.m., Cobblestone Cafe offers burgers, barbecue, salads, fries, milkshakes, seafood, and the very popular Snickerdoodle iced coffee. Delivery and catering are also available. Cobblestone Cafe, 227 Hanover Street in Boston. For more information, call 857-263-8057 or visit them online at cobblestonecafene.com.
All right, we are back, and you're listening to Talk with Francesca, and I am speaking with Denise Alexander Pyle, who has written a book, The Power of Ten, A Guide to Living the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule in Modern Times. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk a little bit about forgiveness, because I think that's a biggie.
Well, I think, again, the whole reason of not, you know, you hear people say, oh, Jesus Christ, how, you know, God damn it, whatever. Yeah. Because it's taking the blame instead of trying to say, okay, a mistake was made. I give permission to forgive myself first and forgive each other. These are how we learn to, you know, get along with ourselves, each other, as we go through the Ten Commandments. And again, if you don't forgive, you can't move on. You get stuck. Right. And I think this is all about movement. We're moving through the commandments, you know, keeping the Sabbath holy. You know, that's really about where you take the time, you look at your past week, just like, you know, in the Bible, God looked and said, this is good. You reflect on what you did that you like. You reflect on things that maybe you didn't like. You take time to meditate, to go within, to turn off the cell phones, turn off the television, and commune with yourself and commune with your family and commune with nature. It's about reflection and renewal so you can start again. But it's how we are able to gauge ourselves.
Well, the world is going so fast right now that, you know, it's taking time to, you know, even look inward or to meditate or to be quiet. It's just, it's really hard. You know, the second you get up in the morning, you hear the ding, ding, ding with the texts and the emails. And you know, it's like a rat race. It really is.
And yet the answers are what you're supposed to do is what keeps you in the light. You know, I kind of look at us, we're light beings that, you know, the breath is the light and it binds with the physical material of the world, which is the darkness. And it's how we stay, you know, moving towards the light and not stuck down here. Because this is, that's the balance. And we all have light and dark within us. We all have good and bad. It's our choices. And this is how we choose to stay in the light so that we take this experience, we make the world better here, but our souls take the imprint with us when we leave. That's how I'm. So again, so you go to the fifth commandment about honor your father and mother. It's not just the physical mother and father, although I look at it as, you know, Mother Earth and all creation and the light and how they come together. Mm-hmm. But it's about balance. It's about the masculine and feminine in everything. It's about parents are here to teach, and we're here to, you know, take the responsibility of what we do by honoring those who came before us. And so that's the balance in life. So those first five commandments really are about our relationship with God, with ourselves, with our family, and how we anchor ourselves. And the next five is really how we relate to the rest of the world. But it's, again, do not kill to me. It's not just the physical killing of a person, it's killing dreams because thoughts create. It's killing people's spirit. It's about zapping their energy. And instead, we should be creating and nurturing. And it's the beauty of what we're here to do. That's what that commandment is. You know, they all have their shadow side. It's not thou shalt not, but live. Live your life to do beauty and be the best you can be and create. So, you know, that's my view of, so each of these things are telling us, do not commit adultery. It's not just about not being pure in thought and deed, but it's really about honoring your commitments, the promises you make to yourself and to other people, so that you can follow through and be the best that you can be. And that takes courage. And so those are kind of the things we want to do, to be able to follow through with what we need to do and not allow ourselves to get polluted in the process. Do not steal is obviously the whole legal structure today. I've watched in 42 years as our legislatures have licensed stealing at all levels. There is no morality in the law anymore. Like when I came out of law school, it was law and equity, and they've done away with equity. And it's part of the corruption because we aren't living attuned to these principles. Mm-hmm. But it's about justice and it's about charity is what, you know, we're supposed to be doing. Not taking, but giving. You know, there's no value added in the exchanges anymore. Look at all the billion, and I'm not anti-success, but I'm anti-greed. And people are hoarding far more than they need. And, you know, I look at the political division today and I say, you know what? They both have the same enemy. They just don't see it. The enemy are those who are taking without putting or contributing. And if you put that back in the system, there would be enough to, you know, to fix the educational system, to help our inner cities and create jobs. And the people who are really paying the taxes wouldn't be resentful because they see the same people stealing, you know, on what I, you know, you call the left and right, but they have the same, they have a common enemy. But I think the energy is spent keeping us divided over social, emotional issues so that we don't come together. That's how they keep power and control.
Mm-hmm. We do need to take another short break. When we come back, I'd love to talk how is the tree of life connected with the Ten Commandments. Listeners, stay with us here. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Tides is beachside dining at its best all year round. Located at the end of the Nahant Causeway, directly on Nahant Beach, the ocean views from the dining room and the pub can't be beat, no matter what the season. Nominated for Best of the North Shore from North Shore Magazine for Best Alfresco Dining, Best Kid-Friendly Restaurant, Best Lobster Dinner, and Best Water View. Why would you go anywhere else? Whether you choose their dining room, a frosty pint at their bar, or a sun-drenched deck on Nahant Beach, they guarantee you great atmosphere with super food and service. Their menu is full of fresh, high-quality seafood, prime rib, chicken, pasta, and pizza that everyone will love. Check out their drink menu for fun cocktails, 30 ice-cold beers on tap, and their well-rounded wine list with their state-of-the-art tap wines. They feature full-service lottery and keno. Tides is the place to watch any big game. They have over 20 HD TVs. At Tides, they specialize in casual dining with food that's just delicious, not pretentious. Tides is a fantastic restaurant anytime, summer or winter, lunch or dinner, rain or shine.
Looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you might just want to venture out to Boston this weekend and dine at Terra Mia Ristorante, a true gem among all those rhinestones in Boston's North End. This cozy trattoria with stucco walls and beam ceilings specializes in creative interpretations of Italian classics. Like the cuisines here, the atmosphere is elegant yet understated. Since opening in 1993, Terra Mia Ristorante has aimed to convince diners that there's always more to Italian food than just red sauce. Over the years, the innovative and beloved restaurant has done a great deal of convincing, and best of all, it's reasonably priced. This best-kept secret is worth the trip. Call 617-523-3112 or visit terramiarestaurante.com.
The new Cobblestone Cafe on Hanover Street in Boston brings casual, on-the-go American fare to the North End, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Open daily at 7 a.m., Cobblestone Cafe offers burgers, barbecue, salads, fries, milkshakes, seafood, and the very popular Snickerdoodle iced coffee. Delivery and catering are also available. Cobblestone Cafe, 227 Hanover Street in Boston. For more information, call 857-263-8057 or visit them online at cobblestonecafene.com.
All right, we are back, and you're listening to Talk with Francesca. I'm speaking with Denise Alexander Pyle. We are discussing her book, The Power of 10. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you so much.
So how is the Tree of Life connected with the Ten Commandments?
All right, the Tree of Life is depicted, or out of Kabbalah. It contains 10 spheres, which are spheres on this like Jacob ladders design, and plus a hidden central one that's called Dot. And they represent the divine attributes of the world and its inhabitants. As the structure progresses down from the heavens until it reaches the earth-laden realms, which is taught in the Jewish writings, there is a correlation between each of these attributes as you go down to the tree to each of the Ten Commandments. Because what we're doing is, it's our transition from heaven to earth and how we, therefore, are to live as we descend the tree.
How, are there any other metaphysical or spiritual connections that you've observed that tie these things together?
Well, years ago, I read Madame Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine, and she was the co-founder of the Theosophical Society. Mm-hmm. And she once wrote, and it's very interesting, everything in the universe throughout all its kingdoms is conscious, i.e. endowed with a consciousness of its own kind and on its own place of perception. This is the Tree of Life. This is the Ten Commandments. If they were given to us by an extraterrestrial or God, it doesn't matter. They're what we're supposed to do to be here and to do what we're supposed to do. I mean, the last commandment, where, you know, do not covet your neighbor's belongings, it's really about staying in your own path and not worrying about somebody else's path.
What other people think of you is none of your business, right?
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. It's, if we stayed focused on what we ourselves and what we should be doing and the right thing, there would be less hatred and rage in the world, for sure. It's funny. I actually live in a neighborhood where the houses are quite close together. And, you know, it's just like everyone is up, everybody's, you know, in everyone's business. And, it's kind of like stay in your own lane kind of thing, right?
Well, look at the commercials that they do where they have people jealous of the car next door. It's our media, our marketing is designed to feed the disobedience of these rules, when these rules are what bring us together and bring us in love and allow us to be successful and in our own journeys.
I would agree with that. You include what you call commitments at the end of your book. What are they?
They're just little self-help things to do at the end of the book to help you anchor, because thoughts alone aren't enough to change. We have to take action. So, you know, I put little things to help you. For example, in dealing with Sabbath, create sacred time for both yourself and your family, whether you go to a house of worship or stay in your own home. Have a special place nearby, such as a lake or stream. Once a week, you should go and create your own feeling of what Sabbath and reflect on what's good in your life during the past 7 days. I mean, designate at least one meal that you share as a special dinner. Things that you do to honor who you are, what you've done, and where you're going, and taking time to tune out. That's the kinds of things I put in each chapter. For the material world, how about going through your things and finding 20% of what you don't really need and giving it away?
Mm-hmm. You know, a while back I interviewed a man who studies people who live over 100, and really it's not so complex. It's not, you know, like eating a ton of greens, or it's about living a really simple life. Right. And that's really kind of what it comes down to, doesn't it?
Because what's really truly matters is what's simple. It's, and, you know, I am more attuned to watching a lightning storm, watching the beauty of the light show, than I am to watching fireworks, because it's on there. It's nature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything that's beautiful out there, the sunsets, the paintings we see, they're for all of us and they don't cost anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, everything is just not about quality. It's just quantity. And more is not better. And at the end of the day, everything is borrowed.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing that we own do we take with us. We borrow during a time frame the ability to use or keep whatever we have. But then when we pass, it passes to someone else. So it's all borrowed. Mm-hmm. And we don't look at it that way. We look at it like it's ours, it's mine, I'm going to hoard it. No, it's in flow, and it should be flowing. And you drink what you need from the stream and let the water keep flowing to the next person. You take what you need.
You have a very simple yet profound way of thinking. With less than a minute left, and I hate to put you in a box, why do you feel that if people actually followed the primary principle in your book, the world condition would improve?
Because everyone would be concentrated on living their life and finding the joy and sharing, that we would do the right things. We would take care of each other. And, you know, and it would have a rippling effect. And the only thing, you know, government is there for protection. But if we're protecting one another, there's a lot less protection that's needed. There's always going to be mm-hmm. evil in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need, but there'd be far less of it. And we would all be living our paths. And we would evolve to being what I believe this planet and the people on it are supposed to evolve to be.
All right. Denise Alexander Pyle, the author of The Power of 10. I am giving away one of her books. So the fifth emailer to info@talkwithfrancesca.com will receive it. If you've been listening, you have been listening to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca Luca, calling it a wrap. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, please share the show with someone you know. Help spread the word to your friends on social media. I'm honored to be on this journey with you, and I would love to hear from you. So drop me a note again at info@talkwithfrancesca.com, and have a great week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Make it a great week.